And now we're going to have an update on the situation with the wild bison, wild buffalo in Yellowstone National Park. They're still slaughtering them. And we're joined by Stephanie C., media coordinator of the Buffalo Field Campaign, for an update. Hello, Stephanie.
Hey, George. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Yeah. I understand that the park has put to death another several dozen buffalo in the last few days. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. So far, they have sent 175 wild American bison to slaughter, and they have captured a total of 275. So there's still 100 in the trap, and they will all be sent to slaughter. And
why?
They're being held within side Yellowstone National Park boundaries.
There's a national call-in right now. You've been having a national call-in days from starting February 14th and going through the 21st. People can find out more at buffalofieldcampaign.org to take some action. What have you learned anything when calling these officials? Is there any sense that they might be swayed by public opinion to turn this around, or are they just going to go full steam ahead and slaughter all these wild buffalo?
It feels like they're going to go full steam ahead. They are pretty much, it seems like everyone's on vacation, or they're just out of the office, or they've hired someone else to take the messages, and none of these decision makers are responding to the public that, you know, that they're there to serve.
So you haven't been able to get, people aren't getting a hold of human beings on the phone, they're getting a hold of answering messages, or?
Well, today they're getting hold of answering machines. The Montana State Vet conveniently is on vacation this week. And last week, National Park Service Director Mary Bomar hired an individual to take all of the calls. And so you're not really getting to express your views so much to a person that has any decision-making capacity with this issue. It was basically a taking a name and number situation, and there's no idea whether or not the Park Service is going to get back to all the people that called in. But what this does tell us is that these guys are feeling the pressure, but they're trying to run from what's happening. They're trying to not be held accountable. They're trying to ignore the public, and so it just means that we need to continue keep the pressure on.
What are some of the things that people are saying when they're calling these officials, these National Park Service officials and others, when they're calling in during part of your national call-in week?
Well, with Park Service officials, we're asking them to stop the slaughter now. We're letting them know that the last wild bison in the United States, the population that lives in Yellowstone, is a national treasure, and that these agencies, these Park Service, Yellowstone, Interior, are responsible for protecting this America's heritage, but not defending the economic interests of Montana's cattle industry. But that's exactly what they're doing. So we're also asking them to pull Yellowstone National Park out of the Interagency Bison Management Plan. This is not a binding agreement. This is a cooperative agreement, and the Park Service can choose not to cooperate, but instead they're choosing to uphold the interests of Montana's cattle industry, and they're sending hundreds of bison to slaughter.
So the person that you're targeting today with the call-in is the Montana State veterinarian. Why is he someone that you're asking people to call, and also what are people saying when they're calling him?
With the Montana State Vet, he has an amazing amount of power. He has the final decision as to what happens to wild bison when they migrate into the state. He's the one that makes the calls. And, you know, so we're calling him to say, you know, first of all, there's never been a documented case of wild bison transmitting the livestock disease brucellosis to cattle. And that is supposedly what this is all about. But we know in truth it's about grass. We're also letting him know that the risk of such transmissions is extremely low, and the fact that they're sending bull bison and non-pregnant female bison and other young bison to slaughter demonstrates that this is not about disease. You know, only pregnant females can theoretically transmit the disease, but again, it's never happened. And, you know, these are America's last wild bison. That they're not Montana's to kill and harass at will. And so we're reminding him of those things. And we're also reminding him that cattle are the manageable element. If they want to protect their cows, they should put focus on their cows. They should come up with a vaccine. They should come up with better fencing. They should focus on their cattle and leave wildlife alone.
You're also suggesting that horse butte should be all year round allowed access for wild buffalo. Can you talk a little bit about horse butte?
Yes, horse butte over here on the western boundary is on the Gallatin National Forest. And it's a large peninsula, beautiful peninsula, that is traditionally the wild buffalo's calving grounds. They return to their calving grounds every year. And they also come out earlier in the winter. There's buffalo out on the butte right now. In the past, there were cattle grazing allotments on the National Forest land, and there was one large private land that did have cattle in the summer months. Those, all of the grazing allotments and all the privately owned cattle are gone. It is 100% cattle-free, and there's absolutely no excuse for these agencies to come and harass buffalo there. But unfortunately, today, our field patrols have been witnessing the Department of Livestock plowing out the Forest Service road that leads to the site where they put up the Horse Butte bison trap. And they've marked out the area, so we know that in the next day or two, they're going to be putting up this trap. And on top of that, the Nez Perce are hunting in the region, so the Department of Livestock is going to be hazing, capturing, slaughtering buffalo while the Nez Perce are hunting under treaty right. So things could get extremely interesting out here in the next days and weeks.
So Yellowstone National Park and the National Park Service are the ones who've captured, you say now, 270, roughly, wild buffalo?
275, according to their numbers.
And they have already slaughtered over 100 and plan to slaughter the rest. This is
right.
By taking them to, you know, normal slaughterhouses where they slaughter cows and other animals. So
yes.
You're saying, again, I know we've been over this in the past, the connection is this claim that they can transmit brucellosis to cattle. You're saying this has never happened in the wild, and
correct.
Yeah, and that only a pregnant female could transmit it if it did happen, and
theoretically
never has. And you're saying that they're slaughtering. Did you say calves? Are they slaughtering young?
Yes,
they're sending calves.
Yes,
to slaughter
little baby buffalo, 6-month-old buffalo. Their whole families are being killed.
So
they're all being killed. And these are the bison that are migrating. These are the bison that still follow that instinct. These are the bison that could restore our grasslands. You know, brucellosis is such a lie. You know, they can manage their cattle, and the buffalo should have access to at least all of our public lands. Tribes want to have the buffalo come back. We can create, you know, habitat for them, make room for them on our public lands, create migration corridors and return wild bison naturally to their historic landscape. But instead, they're being held prisoner in Yellowstone, and they're captured and killed for following their natural instincts.
Now,
entire family groups are being destroyed.
You're also asking people to call the Park Service and Governor Schweitzer in Montana, and I want to let folks know that the Buffalo Field Campaign website, which is buffalofieldcampaign.org, has a on the homepage. You can click on the Week of Action. You can click for more information. It'll tell you national call-in days, who to call, how to write a letter to the editor about this. I want to ask you, in addition to this Week of Action, where you're doing a call-in days, what other types of actions are you taking? Is there going to be any direct action at all to try to prevent them from capturing more buffalo? Are there any public demonstrations? What kinds of things, other things are you doing during this Buffalo Field Campaign Week of Action?
Well, we are known for being creative. So, you know, just watch this space. We did have a rally inside the west gate of Yellowstone National Park on Saturday. You know, snowmobile tours are the big thing this time of year. So we were out there with banners and puppets and masks and information to draw attention to this issue, to all the people that snowmobile inside the park this time of year. And it was amazing. We actually got a really good response from people. Lots of thumbs up, lots of thank yous. People are, you know, whether or not you agree with snowmobiling or not, which, you know, I don't prefer it, of course, but those guys are in there. They're looking at buffalo. They appreciate buffalo. And so we were able to let them know what the Park Service is doing to the buffalo. And we did get a pretty good response. As to things that could happen in the days to come, that remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. You're the media, again, I'm speaking with Stephanie C., media coordinator for Buffalo Field Campaign. Have you made an effort to get this out to some of the larger alternative media, like Democracy Now, for example, or other shows like that?
Yes, we have. We actually had some folks that got to meet with Amy Goodman not too long ago. So the issue is on her radar screen. It's been really difficult to compete with Bush and the war and other issues of, you know, the presidential elections coming up. It's been really difficult to compete with that. But the way that we can do that is if people contact the media, individuals contact the media, and let the press know that this is something that needs to be covered nationwide, worldwide. It's important. This is a global travesty. Yellowstone is a World Heritage Site and a Biosphere Reserve, and these bison are the last wild population of bison in the United States. They're a prehistoric animal that still walks amongst us, and there are solutions, and we can have the buffalo roaming our lands once again.
Well, I know that Democracy Now! Takes suggestions for topics that should be covered, and even people could provide them with contact information to Buffalo Field Campaign when they're making their suggestion. So if people want to hear this in a wider media here, they should do that.
Yeah.
DemocracyNow.org is the website. I'm sure you can find the information there. So I don't really know what else to say. I'm continually shocked and appalled every time I get another one of the emails saying they've slaughtered another dozen or 20, or now it's over 100. And
yeah.
They're capturing more every day. And so basically what folks can do if they're upset by this, outraged by this, is participate in your national call-in days. What other kinds of things can they do if they want to do
something?
They
can come here to Montana and join us on the front lines and stand in defense of the last wild buffalo. The more people that we have, the stronger statement we can make, the larger presence we can make, and there's amazing things we can do with a lot of people. Mass action requires a mass. So if you can, room and board are provided. We provide all the gear you need to be out in the field in this climate. Join us on the front lines in defense of the wild buffalo.
How can people do that? What kinds of steps would they take if they wanted to do that?
They just need to get here. You can contact our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@buffalofieldcampaign.org or just call us at 406-646-0070.
Well,
and any and all ages are welcome.
Okay. And on the website, again, to mention that at buffalofieldcampaign.org, there's contact information. Also, who to call during the national call-in days, what kinds of points you would want to make when calling, and talking points also for letters to the editor to write into local papers and national papers. And also contacting shows like Democracy Now! And asking them to cover this, at the very least in the headlines, so let people know it's happening, even if they don't do a feature, just to get the news out.
Yes.
Anyway, I just want to thank you, Stephanie, for, your work and for coming on again, and we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, in the future, and hopefully next time it will be more positive news.
I hope so. And thank you, George, for having us on and letting us tell this story and let people know what's going on. We really appreciate it.
Of course. We'll be in touch again soon. Thanks, Stephanie.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, Stephanie C., media coordinator for Buffalo Field Campaign. Their website, buffalofieldcampaign.org. Again, the news is that Yellowstone National Park, the National Park Service, is continuing to capture wild buffalo inside Yellowstone National Park and just outside the park, and sending them to slaughter. All of this based on the claim that they can pass brucellosis to cattle, while that is simply not been shown. There's never been a case of brucellosis passing in the wild from a wild buffalo to a cow. And yet this is the claim that they're making, the defense of slaughtering these animals. Buffalo Field Campaign is saying this is not about protecting livestock, because, the transmission of brucellosis has not happened. in the wild. And if they're truly worried about that, they could be putting up some better fencing. They could be ensuring in other ways that cattle don't come in contact with wild bison. And they could be coming up with a vaccine for it if that's what they're worried about. And they're claiming, Buffalo Field Campaign, that this is more about grazing lands and grazing rights for the cattle industry, and that the National Park Service, unfortunately, is acting on behalf of the cattle industry, and that they should instead be acting on behalf of our last wild buffalo in one of our biggest national parks in the U.S., Yellowstone, instead acting on behalf of the cattle industry. Again, they have a national call-in days that are going up until February 21st. Go to their website, Buffalo Field Campaign, to learn which person to contact on which day and what to say when you call. Also, talking points for letters to the editor. And if you're interested in visiting and working and volunteering with the Buffalo Field Campaign, they also urge that you do that. You can reach them at volunteer@buffalofieldcampaign.org through email, volunteer@buffalofieldcampaign.org. You can also call them at 406-646-0070. If email isn't going to work for you, the number 406-646-0070. And just again to mention that it would be pretty crucial to get this issue out onto more national shows like Democracy Now. So possibly contacting them as well to suggest they cover this very important issue that is escalating at this moment. It's not getting any better, unfortunately, at this point in time. So anyway, buffalofieldcampaign.org to get more information.